see a podcast? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer ya. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shit-Faced McRat.
Beep, you're listening to Radio 11 Archive, captured Monday, June 7th and 2200 hours. This is the voice of Aqua Q.
Forward and forwards until cereal comes out of your nose, alphabet style. Now this.
Gazinked, your agent is loaded. It's especially fair and damp today. Just slide it on for a trial. We'll ultra shock it off later. Well, we'll try. The last time they sideloaded an agent on me was 2 weeks ago, and it's still sticky around the ankles. Toes are a bit doughy too. It was also well known that the staff had been messing with the programs. Hot was cold, up was sideways. It was a right bollocks. The intention was unclear, but the effect was Lord of the Rings meets Pee Wee Herman in a nightclub disco deck with boots, a dinner dress, and a quart of petrol to last the night. You had to stay busy or the body program kicked in and started rewriting everything. It was 5 a.m. and Peru was rising. A tone chimed. It was Tuesday morning in the West Bank and the street merchants were setting up for the bazaar. Hakmek put up his wares and wandered across the street to the newsstand. Not gonna buy today's paper. Jellish, it's filled with lies and the ads are too expensive. Jason blinked. That was his name. Mr. H had begun calling him Jellish after a peanut butter mishap 3 years ago. Everybody knew Creamy was bullshit. The paper was expensive to run since the owner lived well in his accounts. Securities, I think he called it. The editor too lived strong with a mind to argue the cost of freedom. I guess it was 35 cents and a hot chocolate at the corner cafe where they cased the town for stories. Hakmek wandered over for a cup. The sign tilted just a bit as he walked into the sunny dungeon pies and other morsely treatable ales and amenables. He had 35 cents.
He walked in, stippled lip from a slight shaving accident, and tossed his 35 cents into the tip jar. "Careful with that, fella," he said. "You could buy a paper with that." Frog, the editor, just smiled as he usually does when he's being bullied or getting ready to trim his toenails. This time was both. "Not in the coffee shop, man. Don't forget what happens to dead cellular phones. They get recycled as little girls' tricycles." "Well, that's all right, Hakmek. I'll buy one for your family next time you've got a date with Lillery. She wrote me the other day. Dear editor, she's always so formal." "Yes, Lillery was a peach and liked getting into the vertical columns on the paper, sideways. Extra, extra. So the coffee tariffs are up again, eh, old man? Surprised to see you so spendthrift at the till. Oh, that's for the tables. It's a bizarre banquet from the street festival tonight. Lights, action, superstars." Indeed, the narrative had been left justified for 75p in last week's paper by another secret admirer of the bazaar. "They sent a basket of baskets filled with gaskets. That's got to be something clever." "What's clever?" Frog asked. "Weird, I was just thinking to myself, it must be the coffee. You didn't have any. Oh, that must be why then too, much of a non-creamed thing. It's time to get over to Peru. Get me the phone.
Send us a message at anchor.fm/AquaQLabs and tell us what you want to hear. It's April 20th, 2020 and this is Aqua Q Labs C3W.
Chattering deep into the light bright webbings of patterned feet is this podcast, brought to you on the anchor.fm platform from the labs of Aqua Q. Anchor.fm is available for iOS and Android, brings a free and clear interface for your podcast creator genius, with royalty-free music and sound effects that make you sound from the radiophonic workshop, with segments for you to advertise yourself in the cash money you so deserve. Available everywhere podcasts are free. Just do the Q.
The story of our energetic twisteries of dot Q sat on a Thursday, no less is more. Day became night as was the middle ground of the evening and carried on. As he was in normality, his brain jiggled just with the bits of telephonery which was perhaps a call yet to be answered. And so it rang. Ring. The switchboard was dusty in a corner part of town in which the operator sat. Near plugs in near disrepair for the facts of conversations on blocks which hummed alongside each other from house to house and with the banks of women who managed our heavenly connection towards and about each other and for the days past and nights set to come, and even the idling where young women spun loose a cord of wire on their beds, to dream of being old to be young again, and to spend the nights about it all and dance and find their love in art and all the while draw from dreams we shared, and share through voice on this. These copper metals, found not so long ago in the fires of community minerals, worn gently as gifts and for the art of it all, she spoke, as in the bicycle she stowed for her remembrance of childhood, and the promise of her perpetual remainder in the pursuit of such a skill to ride. It wasn't all in the letter, it was more in his character, you know. His language, as in well-versed and, well, how's things picking up for you? / Miranda sat with her notebook, open to page 11, with our friends the EGS pondering away at her now poetry as she stammered for a continuation of the verse. Her television was on pause, taped earlier, and frozen in still life was the static jumps of the magnetic heads which bore efforts to grip around taped heads with a taut calibration which was the expectation of motion. She picked up the phone and dialed by stored memory. CHLLNK. Q's hand reached over to dim the light and picked up the receiver, and answered in his usual way, which was not to speak but just listen. Miranda, by way of her nature, chose to make calls in the same fashion after the idea that an operator would introduce them to her. She waited and they both sat, with silent electric slit from edgy retrospect. Well, you could at least. Hello, Freedom. I imagined it was you. Good thinking using land. It's all up in the air these days, eh? She grinned, and see. By the way, still inning about, are we? Up for anything or am I still taking notes? Well, how are the little guys? Still taking up poetry? Got a bit of life on the marginal edge of justified rule, eh? They are sleeping. I think the theater blew their mind or something. I think we went overboard, as in overshot the arc, eh? I think they'll be all right, but they're on my mind. You know how that works. She thought about Geneva, and picked up a cookie. Q thought about the EGS and imagined them tucked into their paper beds, shielded by the pulpy puppets of their own artistry and fractal dynamics. They ran on whatever cycle was available, as in a sine wave. But Miranda noted how well they adapted to her cadence of rest and darker motion. It was their nature to survive, and even though she worried about their well-being, she didn't want to run them unnecessarily, and so they rested on that desire. Miranda too had adjusted, in part because of the year-long project to get these guys, and moreover for the needs of the immediate, as now adaptation had introduced her to paths not yet traveled. She clicked on the stereo and hung with Q, on the curved wire which doubled in length as they found each other in the middle of their circle, at once and more. Is it me? Came the silence in electrics. Grappling. Whenever you pick up this phone it rings in my head. Music blade? Characters typed the teletype from a history of the copper, wired up as a memory. What is it you want me to say? Is it what you want? Is that us? How are we, still? From side to side, together and left, apart or in our mind's eye, frayed in sunshine like the iris of triangles you wrote me about today? He glanced around as if to ask somebody else, and they looked, as they always do, and he looked back to find her, while she turned simultaneously towards and away him, and on and around they searched for the bit to find each other, quite literally that bit which is always on and about origin. So she spoke. You know you're not allowed to do that to me, I mean you are, but, you know, I can't handle the correlation with this many people on the wire. How can we think or know anything about anything if the line gets hijacked as in those lunatics with the chemicals to seep around the glassier parts of our eyes? Silence. Well, I say silence. There was an actual amount of incredible silence on the line. That is the natural background of the universe, with the only solid connection at the end points of our defunct pack bell. Put that aside was her voice. The background is just like the film we watched. It changes to match the foreground, and if you stare into it, it'll change the foreground too, you know that. You're writing in both dimensions, he worried for a second. Well, that hurts. He tried to grin, as in the cycle, and exactly 11 times 22 plus 20, that's middle C. I've been studying about circles. They've got me spinning, and not in the predictable benefit of ways, you know. I'm hungry, Miranda blurted. Of all the things. Well, materially speaking, my gut feel is a little overloaded on chocolate. Here, let me put you on hold. She put the receiver onto her speaker and it played some light dance techno from the 90s into Q's ear. He got up and walked around too, with the telephone to his ear, and his eyes around and about the place, as he was out of it a bit, and out of time, and his desire to continue to create was impeded like this copper wire. With more than enough electricity to keep the circuit, but near an activity of voice towards either side to promote wellness, in their personal maths of disruptive not disruption, as in to say their continuity was. Well, it was reasoned that a focus on nothing in particular had led him and others in and around and off their rockers. Rocked the light switched on the wall where more copper climbed into and around the concrete, thoughts of foundation, as in the series. And he surged. And he hurt. And he jabbed away at keys to his mind, because he couldn't find rest. And rest is not what he desired, and so they reasoned he wouldn't find it, and they tried with him to find it for him, but what was it? They knew. Did he? Well, that's impossible, she got back on the line. We're out of chocolate. I mean, she stammered. Q. She waited. I know you're writing this down. What should I say? Do you know the core? She paused. You were doing it again. We was. He was jabbing at his mind to find her words and spatial time, without listening, so used to the chaos now, that he once enjoyed to power over with a spark which lit up the party line. You can't keep on this way, her voice was slow, there's too much stuff, the material. The light. It's randomized, and you know what that means. And by that, no, you're going to pause and tell me about it, if that will make you feel better. And you know it might. Q gently recovered for a second, and began again. The narrative turned for Q to speak, and he did, in his usual way, and that was unusual. The meter. It's sticking the verses together. Like. The cadences are off. The lights are on and they just change intensity and the sensory spectrum was hitting at random pockets and between edges of what should be thought was body, and an idea was an appendage of an action, and so on. There was both overlap and underlap, and a body at rest. It was not restful or resting, as in that API where you're not supposed to do the work. You were too focused on that quadrant, she poked at her cranium as if he could see her. You know that's the overflow from these bits. She flashed her breasts into a mirror in her room and smiled, adjusted herself, and straightened her jacket she was wearing. It's not going to go anywhere, unless you can plug the leak. The light translated to frequencies of urgency in her. I mean his, I mean. Well, their voice. Maybe some rest, you know. I mean. Let me look something up. I'll put on some history and it'll be fine for a moment. Do you want the audio? I'll do with it. Get on track, and get back to me.
Our cross, the overlap of our sex, male and female, in trust and security, reference, theta, phi. As the perspective, as an angle within a circle, where that perspective indicates travel within and about the circle. Then take our chord, in music and as well the line with both endpoints on a circle, and further, as travel goes, our major scale, starting with a triangle denoted by CDE, then overlapping with a triangle FGA, then ABC. Nice one. The fourth note, F, for fail, intersects our first triad of CDE, as denoted by perhaps comma which depicts this intersects with two angles, as well the slash denoting the cross in sexes, this time diagonal, as in perspective to the cross. G and A continue to intersect D and E, with, theta, phi, and additionally by perspective we now have six angles, each with a mixture of, theta, phi, theta. The return to C, as our octave doubles in frequency, middle 262 Hz to 523 Hz, double. But not a power of 2. Goes to B, which is a chord across the circle, intersecting, perhaps depending on your mode of travel. In this case, the last angle, not intersected by, FGE, from our first triangle CDE, and then the last angle at return of field goal, also no intersected by, CDE. And perhaps B to C is now on another axis. We've either used X and Y or X and C, so perhaps Y? To elevate and spiral our triangles upwards, connecting them future such chords. But then they're not on the circle, perhaps they are the circle, spiral, Fibonacci I. 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, 21. The corollary to Hebrew lettering, where the difference is free energy, and in the case of Fibonacci where life is the resultant of this energy, therefore the energy comes down from an infinity, and with probability exactly how expected, pi, and while pi's perfect probability indicates the non-theoretical infinity of negentropy, it is balanced by verse, which correlates three of infinite choice, and a set of pairs to provide an optimized ratio of choice and freedom. The upshot is our availability to start right away. From the middle, and right towards any space to fill in with living, as is evident as life according to this participation from all angles, pointed. Good night. And this bit is just the bits to remind you to get your figure and figuring together and to and gathered with the dosh to provide for yourself and our environment to displace its paper tie in exchange for your misuse of plastic for the furthering exchange of ideas, and that is the book, A Wizard's Pocket, now unavailable on a slightly alien point of non-existence until you chose and purchase a one or many of, and ignorance is not in fact bliss. And only bliss as created will be discovered, and so to further these and ideas, carry on with carrying this book, on your shelves and in fact your pocket and pocketbooks even, a book inside a book, so proceed in any eventfulness. This is Aqua Q of AquaQLabs.com with San Francisco's Pisces of Peachy and lovely loverly C3W.
Chattering deep into the light bright webbings of patterned feet is this podcast, brought to you on the Anchor.fm platform from the labs of AquaQ. Anchor.fm is available for iOS and Android, brings a free and clear interface for your podcast creator genius, with royalty-free music and sound effects that make you sound from the radiophonic workshop, with segments for you to advertise yourself in the cash money you so deserve. Available everywhere podcasts are free. Just do the Q.
Iconic ionic neutronic bionic tronic tonic drips light to earth as electro light wave formulas. Formed for the reuse and purpose leisure to formulate or bisect, trisexualize. In the minds I am not a mattering of smatter oig, but just inform, wished up, lands of free, or huddled masses of tissue dyes light and shadowy formulas, from me to another, and another to another, stuck on you again, eh? Freedom was her middle name, Miranda thought for herself. The mysteries of her brevities in light circular motions motioned her antagonistic character assignment to the left corner of the middle of space bar collegiate ruled and number punched notebook number 12. She grabbed it up and tried to read into it, but it was blank. Ha, jokes on her, she thought to herself. Oh, ha, there you are again. Not yet, was the silence returned. It was an odd bunny who kept asking a silly question in the middle of an unwritten notebook. Yes, and that was rewritten as well. Perhaps it was white out, or sticky tape, or a typewriter with a dropped letter L or P or O, etc., in the middle grounded wire. So what am I supposed to do? She wrote into the middle of the notebook, as a dog waggled past and barfed near her shoes. Oh. It's that kind of day, is it? She put the notebook into her purse, which fit just perfectly as drawn into a parallelogram and changing colors to velvet red. Roped, as in that bar where we're not allowed back, or so we'd imagined and never returned. Good, bounced the mafia player of the night, who probably was armed, at least with a pair of fives, but enjoyed the dreamery of an inner pocket, inner circle, circular room in motion to pan a bar with fresh dramatized evenings. Well, that was some over-dreamery, again. SHH. You're not supposed to ruin it. Was the woman standing next to him? Password, please. Yes, that did keep popping up. Miranda was flipping through the notebook now randomly and discovering that the world did not make so much sense turned this way around, as she turned her notebook around. Maybe this way. Flip, flip, flip. Flipping. Oh. Turn then turn on. She quietly blushed and closed the notebook. Maybe earlier, she thought, and by thought I meant said out loud into headspace she used to think to herself, and now thinks for anybody in a 25-foot pole vault space above the head stop pressed stop bar minded raised a glass ever or rarely touch anything at all sort of color swatch mind bender bits. Yeah, that's the spot. She scratched her ear and looked down where the dog was still barfing. Ooh, that's medical. She woofed to herself. The dog stopped and growled a satisfactorily oh I overate again kind of oh those shoes look nice and oh shiny thing in the pink sky today grinny glow. I guess this is my dog. She looked across to find another owner. Will you take him? Nods were just around the corner where nobody was actually or totally but actually talking with her through straws in their coffee. Or empty cups they probably were. Does anybody drink anymore? Miranda fantasized that sets were set ups all the time, and glasses of faux champagne were flown in from actual champagne, where they stopped making the stuff but copyrighted the color. Yeah, the whole town was in on it. Had some sort of flag party, or something? Bought an airline, and quietly took over the world for 35 seconds every 3.5 weeks? The better part of summer, and a chocolate-dipped winter, or so was the idea on buses between truck stops, and an organized pop-up whatever they felt like, probably something with signs like a political rally, with a protest, and a granola factory outing, with embedded city shut down due to lack of permits, etc., all in a woozy perfect dream sequence by the owing party of whoever they thought you were, eh, Miranda? Oh yes, hello, Q. I thought that was you. You've been in your head a lot lately, as usual but in the unusual places making usual again. Your symmetry was mere bit of flicker that time Q said, as her left eyelid upper crinkle section flickered again. You should mention it, it happens twice, indeed and thrice, as they glanced at each other again. The two were standings juxtaposed by a vase, like in the picture, shadow and light, you know? Yes I do. Is there anything but dialogue on your mind right now? No, I think. Flowers for the vase. And a puppy for my friend here. And well that's on a notebook is blue and 3/4 the size now. I guess it'll wait. What aren't you doing here again, you? Quotients were a kind of divide they would notice from time to time, etc. After a bit, it became kind of like a 2x4, wouldn't you know? Yes. It was odd, in between as well. Parrots are wonkers that trodden donkeys in the street sign on the floor, no. The carrier pigeon. Okay the metal grating, not grating, well anyway, it's just there she pointed to the manhole cover. See? Yes it's not as complicated when you point it she pointed away. Her finger was a little out of control, and she pointed back at herself for effect. Ooh. That's me, or is it her finger jiggled off and hid under a couch in the middle of the grassy park area, where her notebook sat down for itself and began to write. Oh this is better. Materialization is the cornerstone of modern matter, that which is neither and either and never both, or always sometimes, as the maths go, divided or not, AQ. The couch was a velvet sweetity blowy notebook matching godsend, as leggings were getting extremely lengthy at moments between toes, etc. Which one went to the market? The socialist no doubt, oh that was out of turn. Her foot turned, on, and she began to write. And by the time, I the rhyme, pie sauce, oh. Scratch 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 maybe an airplane. Or like. 100. Po 0F that was the better part of handful of pages, with 100 micro airplanes folded and tossed around the couch ground, and her matters crossed her legs, and began to wonder if her legs were then cross. Trained in these matters, was her second smaller notebook, and she dug through her now crystal clear and edgy see-through purse, but only found a slice of gum. Fun? She popped it in her mouth, sideways. Like a harmonica. and it made a sound and she bit chomp when stomp bought her butter cry baby won the fiddle-a-loompa had nothing on this gum, float the numbers. The bubble dared not to burst, and by the time she was floating up she forgot how much gum turned her on, and pulled out a pin from her pocket and burst the bubble like a pop shop stop, and pink went. Everywhere she wrote neatly with a salt packet on a small patch of grass about an 1/8 of a mile from the barf. Now where's Pooch? Oh, he's found girl Pooch. Good for him. I hope he gets supper. See you later, Pooch. Woof, was the response from the group. As it was the usual all-togetherness which kept them together. Ryan, Ryan. Oh, people had begun to find the airplanes. And the couch. It'll get ratty soon. When the rats find out and she packed up a bit. There was a mirror, a piece of string, and several more croutons in the notebook. Now what flavor is this? A bit of cheese fell out of her purse and onto the ground. A rat rolled through the small airport and looked quickly and puffed the cheese into a pouch on the left and sunk into the grass. Now the grass, brave little rat, didn't think he'd come out for that. Rat's eyes are glassy filmed as in noir in the nocturnal concrete world, and where did they create? The life of a rat seemed to be unfolding from another section of town, and a rough party that was. Tufted hair. And blotted veins in tiny legs, and that tail. Well. Call it a tail. It was actually like a piece of carpet, dripping around corners, and idly being non-mildly wild, and pointed was its non-point. To further the ideological notion which was that trash is food. Yeah, I'll keep the one, it thought to itself. A little onomatopoeia is all it needed, for itself this mid-afternoon. What was I doing on the grass, anyway? Looking at the girl's feet. Oh yes. Toes. Yes, I remember. And then the cheese dropped out of thin-lipped sky, indeed. That always happens when I need cheese. God must love rats. At any rate, no less than 5 on a dime quarter stopped, backed, turned, and kicked back, handled, and delivered to an end zone for cheese. The best kind of trash, like that novel that she was writing. Oh man. So much as a rat to think, it must be the cheese, again. Password. Yes, rats have passwords, dumbass it thought up as it expected not to receive any more cheese, and none happened. Yep. Works every time. The rat smiled and sauntered off into that grating she spotted about near 10 minutes ago. That was our connection. Yes, plonk, and it was gone down under. Odd. Even so. So what's next? I mean. Between facts and leisure, there's not ought to do or time for fondling. You know? I mean, where does that lead pipe lead to? Under a siege of something from the sink again? Drip the drop of pipe cranky it was too. Well, leave that, oddly ground up as it was used to the chattering. Must be Van der Waal again, she tapped her pen onto the sink and imagined it speaking down the street to that rat, that had left in not search of more cheese, for another time, etc. The message was queued up. Perhaps the next tap of the pipe, as in turned on or unsettled settlement or place of just argument, would release the watery foul message. Or whatever that rat got up to. Hopefully not this pipe. The water fountain was just over there. Its timbre was too in an awe to brief messages of joy, nor sorrow, borrowed, sparrow, fly by try tie tread bread head gross photo. Backwards messages, or so she turned around to think through it. No. That's not backwards, it's just a stream. Ooh, the fish again. Stupid drought. This isn't Ibfab. Or was it? She reached into her purse, and now pulled out. Well, it was a stop sign. Where'd that come from? Over there slightly, as cars came crashing into each other. Oh, whoops, she stuffed it back into her purse and the street stains vanished. Careful next time, officer. Wear your seat belt and don't use that lead foot so much. It talks, you know. To rats. Yes, I know, ma'am, came the reply. You were in the hospital. No, I'm not. I'm right here. And here. And here. She tore through pages in her notebook, pointing madly. Yes, and turn here. The officer in white pointed at his head and grinned. Wait, that's not right, right? It's a draw. Yes. Oh, all right. If you must I? Yes, musty, oh, and muck fluff. We liked the stop sign in the cleanup, nice one with the furry dice. Oh yes, I forgot she hurried a sketch in the book and looked down expecting cheese. Damn. That never works. Dash dash. So it's about this time, where Mrs. Dash is supposed to come in and tell you how much flavor she has for you, but in reality, well, it is quite good in small packets, designed not to be eaten by hospital staff, never served, and searched only by madmen and women who wanted a souvenir, to eat on imaginary tomatoes, and gooey eggs, etc. Plonk. That's your bit, eh? 12.5 cents? Where'd you get that? Indian quarter? She looked puzzled. Yeah, it takes two, eh, Tango? Strange footlings are under a wet stop muckery again, she took her finger out of her ear. Just radio again, chatter. Character asses were on the line again, or more like in a wave, or on a wave. Or waving, the gerund kind. No, that was a repeat. Ding. Dong. Chocolate came to mind, but only as an endorphic rushed pice matter the wish rhymed with wand, and wonder, ponder, alliterized. Okay, full stop, that goes back there. Her purse flashed open and everybody stopped. That's cheddar, she smiled, and the pipe winked. It's time to head north, star, on point, 4 points, or so she thought, 11 by 7, 77, and that's my line. Anyway, it's punch up, and pub sub for the proceeds of a McMuffin, that was a Midwest bit of cow on grass. No rats, no cheese, yet, though partnered on the outside, on a bun, for 59 cents in the 70s, weird combo meal, with a metal toy that was eco-friendly, and ran on sentences from snotty kids' hands. Funny the McRib wasn't available, but the apple pie was. Not like the movie, unless you're into that sort of thing, which I am, not. Though it made for a sequel, sequenced, and thus is this. A sequenced just a bit more, and less, and like the Raven, black but shiny specular and hair just invented for a digital version of the silver screen, emollient and sprockets till we dance Dolby, eh? By right is a market in the Upper West downward spiral note stock flash card, flashed a woman in the aisle, enjoy this for later. And her top was off. As she walked out into the middle of the street. Just for today, that's what the book said. FLLLTLLLT, it replied. Dash. Aqua Q brings forth the tryst next and always for the fly right by writings of fifths of dim sentience and other imular O's in these letters, to be strung like catgut on a viola or hovered above in song about a word that has not yet been written, as in Ilmo, and sometimes why? And so here you are again. And we are too. And it's a funny world. When you give time to laugh, or believe that others do, which of course, is the course. Coursed in vain, like a griddle of sea salt that should probably stay safe in the ocean, for it keeps the surface tension just for the rest of the clear water, revival. Yes. Look that up the sky blue once and more again, and so forth, until we reach that pie in the middle. Offset, with some craft. Oh yes. The non-repeating digits. You're welcome. Peace and love from sentences in and around and about the love and willing friends of pawn jeweler Gumuk San Francisco Sioux 2020. Hindsight.
Chattering deep into the light bright webbings of patterned feet is this podcast, brought to you on the Anchor.fm platform from the labs of AquaQ. Anchor.fm is available for iOS and Android, brings a free and clear interface for your podcast creator genius, with royalty-free music and sound effects that make you sound from the Radiophonic Workshop, with segments for you to advertise yourself in the cash money you so deserve. Available everywhere podcasts are free. Just do the Q.
Bodies of electrons move through space, as do bodies of water, and bodies through water, or clay. Panoramic, ingest, sky electrics and earth groundwater. Pure, but where does the city begin? Trapped up globules of sweat and tears, and sometimes a smattering of gluconic, antibiotic, tronic tonic juice, Rex 8 or what sidled tires wide in the middle of the street just. It's what is allowed to flow, bowed up and sailing in the radio wind tunnels, mirrored on skyscrapers, passed through glass, gassed, instead footed cold plank as astral matter passes through a seam, seemingly into your pocket and down a trouser drain, just to watch a pizza being ordered for a faraway king. So this is, perhaps, a city like no other. How could it be, and be just that, at this time, and why and how else could it be in another time, except for yesterday and the of course, corseted up tomorrow, borrowed with a feather featured on a homing pigeon that lost its way. So many like that, these days, with a note, and no tray for dinner. Spec. But you may wonder, about stories from east to west, around tunnels, and blocked out traffic stops, a woman wonders to give your heart away for the good of somebody, herself, perhaps she hopes, to get to the West End. So many of these, past passwords through thin veils of imagined signs and lights and recurring McDonald's signs, for some reason. They were cheap to make. So here we are, on demand, cable, for the watcher and the listener, and modifier, and the Poppins, Mr. Umbrella and carriage return not with a pumpkin sauce in a glass slipper, again. It was a funny evening. So walk we did, whose was that? A set of eyes for the evening, and simulateness dryouts, dreams that are neither for or from the recorder, player, seller, better, for worse in fact. So strange that all the body parts came together in that packaged dreamery, some skill there, with further recording for actions to carry on. It was a funny day. So for example, take tab A and slot B and a box and a circle and mush them together with a Happy Meal for 69 cents and you'll get the picture, in stereoscope, with a neither again, sent packaged up like cheese, rubber stamped and taped, or was it string, or was it a ball and cotter, not a jotter fodder way? Perhaps. And so the hills are eyelines, and the feet escalators with stairs and dips and follows. Who agreed to yesterday, and did it work again today? Likening that to a whatever did that really happen kind of moment, one could believe anything for one moment for an entire escape, escaped, like the upper left key that we jab and hammer at like a first and last option. And so upright, we find the safest craze of all, the funnest power draw, the elements together for some such or another, as in a game of Final Jeopardy, when you know damned well it'll be on again tomorrow, with the same guests, betting the same money for a word score, or however that's well played. I didn't spend the time to take the notices down. So we are lucky in fact, to have played a mighty play, and not finished it, as even Doom can play on a pregnancy test these days, funny compute that baby. To be absolute and serious, in such phantasmical ordering, that people just open up walls and let electrics run up and down their bodies, just to warble a bit, until the locks turn. Of course, Simplex has nothing but a 45-minute waiting barrel-aged oak stop. So play the numbers, wow, who would even bet the lottery in this city? It's oddly even enough to pull several dollars out the coat pocket, and trot it across a glass table, to reflect on the poor choices which bring you to spendthrift into a city program that neither does good for schools for kids you despise or don't know in any account. But the sign lights up nice across the bay view and light brights are kind of a thing for anybody traveling well, sorts. So yes, I miss outside like I miss inside now, and before, and later, and after, again too, and of course it daint end, it only just pauses, if even that, like a remote, controlled, now who left the batteries at the store again, you might say? Word plays aisles of pews in churches, or so I would imagine, like a book followed along with a finger, or was it a nose, or an eyeglass? Well, I have to digress there. The wood pulpits are a little too narrow for this wild eye. They seem to dress nice. Which I appreciate. I would love to touch on faith, but the jokes still linger and I can't seem to get past pastor tenses, even and oddly a nodding of Nottingham ne'er, again that word, did place not, except that priest house where the children gathered to talk about it, over a glass of not wine, again. That was a funny day, not too. So the mystics are likely at it again, just to question your questioning, just to be imagined, and to imagine you doing what they want, It's all in good figures and speech, spoken softly at an angle so you just might get it, before you pass it by, or not, if you use your stupid voice. Trapped up in a mirror on the floor was she, so sorry for your avatar, I couldn't help but draw. Hope you got out, else best not dream of a water droplet disturbing your endeavor to see around a corner, just, fluid as it may be, relieved, as I remember. Much more to relax and share and just be around, which is nice, which is kind of now too, although be it not of idealist realistic happiness, which we evidently didn't want anyway, funny, I thought we did, but I think we want it again, fluid and electrics. And Grease, like the play or made for TV movie, where the odd duck get the girl is as so many of those types of films. Receipt for the reciprocal is not required, to ride, nor is height, unless that's where you're looking, they might be giants would be a good cue up and so it will be, after a brevity in pause. Well that turned a sour apple patch off right ways. Oh well. So anyway, and that is justly brief to choose just any way, but even to follow, unless you'd like, but symmetry is kind, in kind, and of thee, etc. You know. How. That. Goes. So Adlibs are your chosen adventure, open to page 23, for your golden age, radio, ratio, egg drop pot soup chicken and hen and the road less traveled, for a timer which soft boils, toils, brings gizzards for Eddie or was that meatloaf, again, oh the horrors. Is it Saturday already? The brief on Halloween will likely be. Well. Well it'll be a cup of tea balanced on a salt shaker, which in turn, is burrowed inside of a hat tucked under a mother's arm, or perhaps her man, or one in the same, from left side right up, it's a makeup world. Candied waiting rooms flicker the sky to look for it, and lose a sack of sweets once more, down a hatch, eat, or was that soap again, nailed it, the gobbled streets or. Well. We'll just wait and see. 42 lines and so much said already, it's this time where we hit the pub, sub, send, spread, spectrum, drummed up and rolled in a machine meant for the latter kind of, on a tray of Coca-Cola no less, stashed and with a box of chocolates and champagne, in excess some time ago. It's this time that we say hello again, and cello up. It's the notes between X and Y, I think it's zentative from odd X, or was it just a knock on wood, belong. Cat hair on end for that one, not a meow in this latter stage of the state of the orchestral hands, but tune in the bass, and go catch a fish. Good night. Rye bread has fennel and that's alright too. The proceeding was a matter of fact gesturing of oozy ozular looks spotted old and howled at the moon which is evidently still shining, if only to steal thunder from kittens from the nodder side of the world, hello again, and try reading that right side down, peace. Higher levels are and okay so long as you've got the current seeds of change. But to dip out of a lick a stick powder and expect your brain to work in moments towards the undoing of a what's being done with your chemical makeup, smackered on like a whore who likes sound of lifesavers gummed up alongside the bow of a shipyard belly full of rum, not. Light conversation, where they point and jab into those literal bits of ones and zeros for a simple walk on down the hall and a hammock to capture your buttocks, should you continue with that candy filling, said a dentist on nitrous or was it Marvin the Martian, or just Steve with a uke, as a side gig. Then and now are very much the same, loped up as sticky tape if they've got their eye on you, and you oh can be looking completely, and else, and where, and never find them looking back to and in award for your chocolates to spreal the dorphins and outs of a long haul of the aldehyde type. The wafer thing body, sheds not for wet playfulness for the longer term, as innate, as incontractable like an umbrella on a rainy day which was yesterday, follied up a field of dreamery that being and dry may be fine like the city of Champagne when they've shipped all the stuff away, yes that would be a dry town and a drugged up planet with only one savior of a hole in the wall, or was that its glory, hum, for a nickel back, its redemption, valued at pi. So now, once again, as before and mentioned with an O and a wow, which is perhaps a fancy no turned upside down, we bring the floor slightly back, so that we may walk slightly and forward, which is to say the tram will be ready and crew are now decking the halls with vapor. This is AquaQ Live and Studio 3 Mobility is just at today's start of Radio 11. 2021 and a January 9th.
When Aria drives to town, she always turns on AquaQ from her bright mind and stereo. The Anchor.fm Labs blasts matter into the grey warbly bits of space and turns them bright orange and blue, and yes, it's completely free to listen. But you know what you can choose to do, is support Aria and Q and Miranda, in the name of freedom too, and subscribe, as in take a bit of dosh each month, and put it aside for the crew to meet your sensory sensibilities, right here, right now. Starting at 99 cents a month, AquaQ brings you an episode every very often for the leisure of pleasure, and smattering of non-confusion, or just the opposite, depending on his mood. So do subscribe, and now back to regularly scheduled programming.
Ground flooring meets in-dup skyline blistered wah pedal to the foot metal, won a trip for three to the city. Minds disconnected, out of the loop at 2x the distance. Sample it, Bazaig static with signal. Turn up the wah warm, modsticulate it, communize it, be we at it, we three play, the oa what's, central. The mental pause is when you're speaking, and moreover when it is being understood. Meet your chemical. This is your brain, get on it. Find your light, know your dark. Be focused without staring, air in your casting call uptown downtown no frown. Stream the consciousness on high def whiffas with the bigger GBs, flying with enough honey, honey, to make it back to the beat, drop baby. Pause and you will find, the room, your vibration is everything. Choice is what keeps it warbled. That's it, settle it without settling. The keystrokes stroke it, then sign the signal, in cursive without cursing, express like quick and with characters. Text, typed on these screens for your jeans to wear, to share and bear, care, like the cartoon you can technicolor in at any time, warble. Flow like the square wave rounded at the edges, visions on an oscilloscope to the meter, battered like French toast, to a toast, at a party, thrown up but not forgotten. When to open wider said the sound. To write in a stream is to walk like a fish. Fish or put peak poke your data into the empty space of new glorious universe, for us to enjoy, the vacuum lifted, shifted over, that newness that will never go away, is here to stay with the bite-side fire chatter that is the hive mind. Mind that tether, weather it and wear it well, done. This welcome message provided through the love of the consciousness of the near-round spacings of the underlings of our minds, the Aqua QC3W in now and for reals etc. San Francisco. Breakfast elevates the hearts for the action and fervor of feeding a desire for a twistery of taste by tongue through the thoughtful traveling of our gut feel, weighed in by sequences of tally smacked up jugular pokery to match the eyes to the stomach, by surroundings of those in good company. It's true, that a hearty breakfast is indeed just, and that is the distraction needed for the exchange of phalange gumuckery on the keys to let you in on the notes, while simultaneously blocking out the 3D channels of talk radio, which, while surely needed at all times, these days, is a luxury to ignore for some simple damages, like this breath of a poet, iambic on wicked up cherries and ferments of elemental espresso. It was and is this particular morning when Q planned to re-up his game of living in this the greatest trials of living cities, a San Francisco of a daily choosing, call it a town, or the villain by villages, but not ought to bother the bots which operate the interior spacings of the under-utilitized internet. Ring. It was a kind of morning where the ringing started right away and the answering came much later, to the tune of the late openers of the offices meant to discuss options on which and the oths and the weighing of means in a kind and gentle way. Oh, to be social. Ducks indeed were in alignment, as comms sat idle but primed and with that knowledge, Q proceeded to lean a bit into the day-by-compartment department, imparted and stored like a straggle of shoes which perhaps needed a bit more sockery and the like. Waiting is a game played by those who wish to align their day through means and wills towards the beginning of any of those interactions which bear fruit, and so, the practice today is the disentangled bits of loop tape which have not yet been written, but were and are to be practiced anew for benefits of repetitious by non-repeating, digits by and five digits of the fidgety kindness which lands us into our next setting. Sip. Q sipped a bit into the air and noticed his adjustment. Sirens, not in a priming state, but observed nonetheless, and coupled with the semi-complimentary ticky and tackiness of the tic-tac buildings going up in a down ground around the U-bend for answers from 6 hours ago. Left, center, right, and all was in general order to prod into yesterday with a hook to just gently pull a string of yarn over a furry spot of brain and hope the fluff clears. Oh no! That's a horrible idea, said that bit of brain, and snapped the yarn back into a ball and rolled it across the floor for the non-existent cat to paddle it for a bit. Oh, it did enjoy that, perfect globe of a yarn not ever seen nor willed to again, and it clawed gently and bit it with its white teeth, from white fur, as a kitten, for how else would a non-existent cat be not seen? Brief inventory on hearts of proceeding, as gently as the kitten, we're at carpet graded A levels with a preponderance of well, a necessity of wellness of 85 percentage points towards the naught, and sewing and farthings few but far from a singularity which is on the top shelving of deliciousness to be divided by a summarization of a chance for a bit of gamey wooshiness which is where expectation provides our Frenston free energy. How can one return naught, when it's keyed up just right on a board of punchiness, to align our famed character Q upper left and as strong as the oxen of Moranuk jest, we sift gently for the flour which was meant for a girl but instead baked into a tossed up pizza with extra everything for the numbness of a friend yet to be discovered. Q ring Miranda, straight up the telephone pole, or from molasses of Rule 20, which affected his voice slightly, as warbly copper hit its trough through to the water table, and chair balanced for perhaps a later afternoon of the odd kindry to visit and jinker in a meditative relativistic zeroing out of RAM plus failed bits which, while unrecoverable, were kind enough to leave their artifacts of X or and naught. A further look at the situation brings the body forwards and forwards, yet the clock is our demonic reminder to set itself back 4 paces, which is to say make it so, as in pacemaker, the artificial electrics. Hello Q. Miranda finally picked up the phone after 23 rings. She had also been enjoying the warble, at a 90-volt addition from her own table, and a glass of water which was only meant for Jurassic Park moments. You on the letter, Q? She punched her query into the teletext on the lower thirds of her copper eyeball. The moat you send was a little runny. Have you been eating eggs again, or is that his style? She grinned. Style, yes, as a comb filter at 60 may take the buzzing out, or it may level a playing field of bass which was meant to sign on to a techno dewdrop, although I hear they're taking theirs to 88 as per the triad and a soldering iron with flux core resin. I had an idea for a hat. Oh, at that gravity and time came up again, for the dream and more, where planets chattered for the benefit of their own clocking orbits in streams not only seen but swam for and about and in a not so millionth of a subsecond to excite the next electron with those bits of signal carried about their mating writ and written for a gentle honor of self too as to be known in the patterns which produce re non-repeat, again and noggin. Yes, the air is fair and still here as well. It looks as if the discussion has suspensed the gaseous shifteries, and we appear here and there, though fractal on a corner shop side stop, slightly unknown by signal, and if only. Well, we could do with a bit of clearance. Was I the first person you called? Here, let me punch in a gesture just and slight, and there's the digit. She flashed the hook, punched in 9, left it, and flashed back. Okay, we have 9 on a wire. Which means that bit is open from there to there, she motioned the point between the CO's switch towards its next grounded electrics. It must be getting antsy. Why don't you punch up the rest? She flashed them together, Q clackered in with a rolling set of tones towards the hillside, where Flix often slid around the faux wood flooring and flipped through news on her Kindle, the paper wire reporting type which was intended as fact. Oh, hello you two. It's time, is it? Come on up at your leisure, the couch is always a conservation, and the fridge is working perfectly, for its intended purpose of heat exchange for the small collection of Genevaites you've sent me. What that them? They drew all over the frosting. I think I may have gotten them a bit drunk, you wouldn't believe the poetry. I hope you're not cross, Q. Well, that explains this left foot. It seems to want to recite Grimm's fairy tales backwards without a cover, in hardback, but I'm staving it off for a smaller pocketbook and perhaps a lesson in traversing a toroid of a lifesaver candy, and wean it back to paper, which is tougher than a soul whose sole purpose is to line a shoe in towards our destiny of evasions. Or speak and spell would be a very boring game. But Miranda butted in, but we'll see the couch. And it will see us, she joked. It will take 35 minutes of travel, but lightly as it were, we'll precede the notebooks and you can just toss them around to look casual and all and well in the ness of necessity, which is to say, we have some extra scrabble for our city today. Peachy, Flix drolled in her usual tonal sparked voice, and the tryst trust will carry on until the moon flips, folds, or otherwise indicates a tidal aloha in a manner liking to said doors towards the front and the rear of our, or, offices. It's lit. You? Eh? Said Q. Sure, Miranda piped down. Did you know you and Toy are very similar in language? I wonder if that how kids feel about themselves when they start using smartphones. Oh, behave. Was the pop rock culture clubby bit meant to cue the music, and it did. Miranda rose THS receiver up a few notches on her panel and plugged the quarter eighth into the vinyl cage, as she called it, flipped on a lighted LED single pole dual throw and scratched the...
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a patter? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
It's coming soon, the 6th annual Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival. 6 venues, 24 shows, 7 days, 75 comics from all over the United States at amazing local venues: Asiento, Atlas Cafe, El Rio, Milk Bar, OMG, and the Bar on Dolores. Special headliner shows at El Rio Thursday night, 7 and 9 o'clock, featuring Scott Capurro, headliner, amazing comedian, also Andy Iwansia.